9 years ago, 30% of college students smoked. Now an American Lung Association review of recent studies and surveys shows it's down to 19%. The drop comes at a time when cigarettes cost more and finding a place to legally smoke is increasingly difficult. In Wisconsin, there's no smoking in any UW system dormitory, and many schools extend the ban to other campus buildings. The American Lung Association of Wisconsin is not convinced the downward trend will hold. Spokeswoman Donna Wininski says when rates drop, tobacco companies tend to increase marketing efforts.
They're doing a lot of their promotions in bars and nightclubs and places where these young adults socialize to try to reinforce any experimental behavior that may have occurred in the high school level.
Roughly half are what's known as social or occasional smokers. Dr. Eric Heiligenstein of UW Health Services in Madison says without disincentives or available treatment, it's likely to become a lifelong habit.
About only half of college health services are actively involved in tobacco cessation treatments. So they're missing major, major opportunity in helping young adults.
The American College Health Association says more than 80% of students report their peers smoke. In reality, studies indicate that's four times higher than the actual number of smokers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.